This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. The purpose of fitting cameras in the common movement areas of coaches is to improve safety and security of passengers. These cameras will help in identifying miscreants. To preserve the privacy of passengers, CCTV cameras will be installed in the common movement area near the doors. Mr. Vaishnav has approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. After Operation Sindoor, the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. After unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency Lucknow, Defence Minister said that 14 countries have asked for BrahMos missile and it will also be exported from Lucknow. This will help in increasing employment in the state.
Operation Sindoor hua, uske baad duniya ke lagbhag 14 deshon ne Bharat se BrahMos missile ki mang ki hai. BrahMos missile ab Lucknow se bhi export ki jayegi. Yeh facility raksha kshetra mein hamari aatmanirbharta hai, usko majbooti degi aur saath hi isse rozgar ka bhi srijan hoga. Aur mera prayas yahi hai ki yahan aur industries bhi aaye taki Lucknow ke saath saath Pradesh ka bhi tezi se vikas ho.
The gross direct tax collections in the country have witnessed a 274% growth over the last 10 years. Finance Ministry sources said that between 2013-14 and 2024-25, the refunds issued by the tax department have increased by 474% and the taxpayer base has grown by 133%. The average time of issuing tax refunds has decreased from 93 days in 2013 to just 17 days in 2024. In Ladakh, the Indian Army today organized a commemorative bike rally from Kumthang to Randhawa Top in run-up to mark the 26th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas. A total of 50 riders participated in the rally, which served as a heartfelt tribute to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives during Operation Vijay in 1999. Minister of State and External Affairs Pavitra Margarita today stated that ASEAN is the cornerstone of India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision, and India firmly supports ASEAN unity and ASEAN centrality. In his opening remarks at ASEAN-India Foreign Ministers meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Margarita said the synergy between ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific and India's Indo-Pacific Oceans initiative augurs well for the region. The European Union, EU and Mexico have expressed disappointment at the US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 30% tariffs on their imports from the 1st of next month. EU's chief Ursula von der Leyen threatened to take proportionate countermeasures if needed. On the other hand, Mexico criticized what it called Trump's unfair deal and insisted its sovereignty was non-negotiable. Both said they wanted to keep negotiating with the US. In Lord's cricket test, England were 173-6 in their second innings against India in the third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts resumed their innings on day 4 at the overnight score of 2-for-no-loss. The 5-match series is currently level at 1-1. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 1 Yannick Sinner of Italy will face two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's single final at the All England Club. And that is the end of this news bulletin.